is crazy about you. Didn't want to live without you. He traded the stars for a chance at your heart, just to show you it's true. He's crazy about you. That's all you didn't have to. Toy a failure apart, now he wears your scars. That's how much he loves you. He's never been mad at you. He's only been madly in love. And it's never been about what you do. It's always been about what he's done. And it's something you just can't get enough. Oh, he's crazy about you.
Amen. And you know what? He loves you. He loves me. He loves the whole entire world. Good afternoon to evening, everybody. How you doing? Hey, this is CA on iHeartRadio, your encourager, your friend, your biblical teacher. Hey, you know what? We got a special that I'm doing tonight for you guys. And before I do, I'm going to play one more song, at least before we get started into the lesson. And then after that, I got one more song in closing. Thank you for tuning in on this special podcast with CA. Today, I'm not in downtown Fort Worth. I'm not in the central part of downtown Fort Worth. I'm at my home base studio. We call it Faith Studio 2, the iHeartRadio studio, just 10 minutes outside of downtown Fort Worth. Hope everybody's enjoying their time with their family, their friends, loved ones. But we know what the main reason for Easter is, right? Yesterday was Good Friday. We focused on our Lord and Savior as he died on the cross for our sins. But guess what? Sunday's coming, right? Tomorrow's coming. great celebration. Hope you guys are able to go to your local churches or watch them online, as I'll be going to a church with my family, my mom and dad, to listen to the word. And, you know, it's all every day I've got Jesus in my heart. Every day I know he lives in me, and I hope he lives in you. And I hope that this lesson here in a while will help you out. Today, here in a little while, I'm going to give you 10 reasons why Easter is a day of hope if you're feeling far from God. And we'll be talking about that here in a minute. We've all been there. I've been there. You've been there. We all been there. You know why? We're just normal people. We're imperfect people in an imperfect world. But you know what? He loves us for who we are. He loves the sinners. C.A. was a sinner. Y'all were sinners. But the ones that accepted him as personal Savior, guess what? We're going to be working our way up to glory land. But he wants us to enjoy our life here and be the arms and feet for others and love them and pray for them too as well. I'm always here for you for prayer, gang. Feel free. You can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com 24/7. Or go to my Facebook page and like me on there, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. Click on station information. When you do, my number's right there. Text a prayer to me or search me up. We have another one, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio. Yes, it's a group page. It's an open page, group page. It is monitored, but, you know, if you want to put some things on there, Christian things, I don't mind at all. It's what it's there for. We want to be the arms and feet for Jesus. All right, you know what? Before we get started in this lesson, let's go ahead and reflect back on that Good Friday with the man on the middle cross, Rip Walker. And then we'll get started on our lesson. Thank God for the man on the middle cross. Lord, what will we do without you in our lives? Thank you, Lord, for all you do. I'll tell you, isn't it great that we have such an awesome God, guys, before I get started on this lesson, that loves us, that cares about us, and that just wants the best for us because He created us. He is our Creator. And I think a lot of times that we forget that, well, it's all about me, me, and me because we get caught up in this crazy world, right? But we don't stop to think just for one moment. God, thank you for all you've done for me. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for blessing my family. Thank you for being there during times where times are tough. But yet, you know, deep down inside, He's always there and He hadn't left our side. Just food for thought. Okay, on a special edition on a Saturday, we're going to talk about 10 reasons Easter is a day of hope if you're feeling far from God. For many of us, to say it's been a challenging year is a huge understatement. We have faced many battles, haven't we? Difficulties, tears, struggles, than possibly ever endured before. Some have walked through the times of deep loneliness and heartache. Others have tied to finding healing while navigating through the seasons of loss. Through it all of us have lost touch with church and may find themselves, many have lost touch with church, finding themselves drifting away from God during these uncertain months. If you find yourself in such a place, there's hope. You're not alone. You see, Jesus, friends, came for the very purpose of rescuing and redeeming our lives. He hasn't lost touch. He hasn't moved or drifted away from us. He's always patiently waiting for our return. May He give us a fresh glimpse of His glory on this Easter Sunday, as we are reminded of His great love for all of us. So today, on my Biblical Archives, ICA, I'm going to give you 10 reasons why Easter why Easter reminds us that you can still have hope in Christ, no matter how far away you feel. And before we get started, you know, there's times, even being a Christian, I've dedicated my life to the Lord. I had Him in my heart 52 years almost. And I got to tell you, there's times where I drift, but I come back and He's there. So maybe in your life, maybe you're wanting that hope, and I hope this can help you. And please feel free to share this feedback and share this podcast anytime, okay? Number one, I would say that Jesus gave His life for us, wouldn't you? This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us, and we are to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. You know, I would highlight in your Bible, make notes on the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. You know, if you've ever been in a place where you have wondered if Jesus really cared or even loves you, friends, be assured He does, and much more than you could ever know. In fact, He loves us so much, He chose to give His life as a sacrifice on our behalf. He knew we needed a Savior, and there was no other way but His perfect gift of His love to pay the way. He is the ultimate example of what love truly is. He was willing to die so we could live. Your life is precious to Him. So that first point, you need to remember that your life, CA's life, your life, is important to you with whatever you're going through. Point number two, Christ offers forgiveness. If you go to the book of Ephesians, and you want to highlight this, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our transgressions, according to the riches of His grace. You know, friends, in paying so much of a price, great price on our behalf, Jesus offers us forgiveness and redeems us as His own. This is a gift that He freely gives, and if we're willing to accept it, often the most difficult person to forgive is the one looking back at all this in the mirror. True point. You see, the enemy loves to fill our minds with all these mistakes we've made in life. It makes us feel so bad that we could never be forgiven of what we've done. But you know what? Christ promises to wash us clean from any sin. And if we come to Him, give Him the broken pieces of our lives, and accept his loving forgiveness. Point number three, Jesus rose from the dead and he is alive. Highlight in the book of Matthew chapter 28 and verse 6, he is not there, he is risen, just as he said. You see, friends, his power could not be contained in a grave. His love could not be conquered by death. His truth could not be buried or forgotten. Jesus Christ rose again. He is victorious. There will never been more miraculous moment in all of the history. Never. He did what no one else could ever do. Our perfect Savior rose from the dead so we could live free. Amen. Amen. Now let's go to point number four. He holds the victory over sin and death. Well, where do you find some of this at, CA? All right, let's go and highlight 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the book of Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and read verses 55 to 57, where it says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks to be God, he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, friends, the very purpose of Easter, it's okay with your grandchildren and your children doing the Easter egg hunt and seeing the Easter bunny. That's all fine and dandy. But the very purpose of Easter reminds us that no matter what we've been through in our past, or we might be facing today, the struggles, the challenges, the stress in life, right? Or the uncertainties of tomorrow may still hold, that Christ alone is our hope. He conquered death. He rose from the grave. He is victorious over all. So we too have victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Point number five, he breathes new life so that we can live free. In fact, if you go and highlight in the book of John chapter 11 and verse 25, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believes in me, though he died, yet he shall live." You see, friends, Jesus promises the gift of life and freedom, both into this world and in heaven, still to come. Without him, we are bonded by the sin in our own lives and the traps of the enemy. But through Christ, we are set free from fear and death, and given new hope and eternal life. You know, this gives us fresh visions for tomorrow, for we know who holds the future, and our future is securely in his hands. Thank you, Jesus. Point number six, he gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Highlight in the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 5, "And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us." So you see, friends, God doesn't leave us all on our own to fend for ourselves. He just doesn't. Through struggles and disappointments of our life, he graciously gives us the empowering gift of the Holy Spirit, filling us, strengthening us as believers in him. This is what gives us the power to keep pressing through and the ability to live for Christ that calls us to live in a dark world. His hope will never disappoint, but his daily breath, fresh renewal, strengthens into our spirits. Amen. Amen. Let's go to my seventh point. Jesus is interceding for us. If you go to the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse number 34, and I encourage you to highlight this, "Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. In these times, we do not know how or what to pray. We can remember that Christ himself is interceding from us at the right hand of God. And also, friends, he knows our needs and our cares. About all of this concerns us. He promises to bring us strength and peace and protection for the road ahead. He alone is able to work powerfully on our behalf, even behind the scenes where we can't fully see. But you know what? We can fully trust him. in that we know He has what's best for us in store. So let's go to point number 8. He calls us with the purpose to live for Him. Highlight in your Bible the book of Matthew chapter 28. And let's go to verses 19 to 20 where it says, "Therefore, go and make disciples for all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." So see, friends, when we live life and it feels uncertain and we're struggling to find our way, we can rest assured that there's a great purpose and security through Christ. He is the reason we have hope for the future. He gives us what we need to live, and the faith to believe our very existence is much more greater than we can ever see. We may never know this side of heaven. However, His light and His love shining through us can make a powerful difference in a very dark world. Now, let's go to point number 9. I got 2 more points. Christ reminds us that He is with us always. In fact, if you go to the book of Matthew and highlight this in your Bible, chapter 28 and verse 20, where it says, "And behold, I am with you always till the end of the age." So often in the hardest times, we start to feel that we're all alone. But that couldn't be further from the truth. He is with us always, and He will never leave us or forsake us. In fact, God promises us the peace that passes our own understanding as our hearts and minds are guarded in Him. He will surround us with reminders that He is close and will frequently bring us across the path of other believers who can encourage us in our faith. Through it all, remember, you're never alone. My last and final point, He makes all things new again. Remember when I did a Bible study, you go way back on my podcast, guys, in the book of Revelations, chapter 21 and verse 5, simple verse, highlight it in your Bible. "He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then He said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." So when we're at crossroads, friends, in life, or simply looking for a fresh start after a difficult season, finding renewal through the hope of Christ is the place to start. You see, through Jesus' journey to the cross, the gift of His life given us, His victorious resurrection, and the promise of new life, we're reminded that He will stop at nothing to make all things new things in our lives. It's what He does best. It's called redeeming, renewing, setting free, opening pathways that we never dreamed possible. Don't ever believe the lie that you have been drifted too far or can be forgiven or that you can never be forgiven. Or it's too late for you. That's just Satan putting it in your head. We serve a powerful God who works miracles still today and every day. And He is calling us, even now, to draw near to Him. Just watch what He can do. For nothing is impossible for Him that be in God. May His peace and great love surround you today and every day, reminding you He is near and He really cares. I hope that gives you the hope before I play this last song on the special podcast. I hope this gives you the hope of 10 reasons why Easter is a day of hope if you're feeling far from God. Just remember this, you're never far from God. When you're asleep, He's with you. When you're at work, He's with you. You know, when I walk the walk at my main company I work for, it's a long walk. I won't lie to you. It's 23 minutes for me to walk from the parking lot to my workstation and 23 minutes to come back after I get off work. Let me tell you something. I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel God's hand on me when I need Him, when I'm going through difficult times. I go through difficult times like you guys do. And my testimony is He will pull you through. I'm telling you, as George Zimmerman would say on the Men's Warehouse, I guarantee it. I guarantee if you're a believer, You have him in your heart. You put all your faith, all your hope, all your trust in him. I'm telling you, he's going to take the wheel, as Carrie Underwood says, of your life, and he's going to guide you in the right direction. He will never guide you in the wrong direction. Best advice I can give you is to listen to God. Open your heart up to God. Pray to God. Talk to God. And if you don't know the words to say, the simple word is help, and he knows. All right, well, let's close out with Casting Crowns. 25 years ago on this song, Voice of Truth. What better way to close it out on this special podcast?
This boat of men under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and is holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. Time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices, we
The Voice of Truth, Casting Crowns from 25 years ago. Man, guys, this has been great. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being attentive. Please share this podcast anytime. Let me give you several ways, again, a lot of y'all that are new and everything. Well, number one is you can always like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Just check that like button. When I post a podcast on there, you can click on it and just hit play. Or if you want to send me a deal on Facebook Messenger, CA, can you send the podcast? I'll send it to you. And then you just hit the button. You click on it, hit the button, and you can listen on. And you can share that podcast with people that need it. Also, subscribe to any of our networks. We're syndicated, of course, on iHeartRadio, which is a free app. You download the iHeartRadio. You may have to hear a little bit of a brief commercial. Okay, that's our big one. Or we're on Amazon Alexa. We're on, What else are we on? Amazon Music. I would say Google Podcasts no more. We're on Apple Podcasts. If you have an Apple phone, we're on YouTube Music, which is a new one we're on. Someone told me where. I can't even find me on there. But we're on, what other networks am I? I'm on just everywhere. On an FM player. I'm on, TuneIn Radio. It was going to be Google, but Google did away with their podcast. And they passed the baton to, passed it to YouTube Music. And let's put Spotify on there. Search me up. You'll find me on there too as well. Okay. But share my podcast, guys, because maybe there's someone that just doesn't believe, you know, that and that God is, you know, like I was talking about, that they're feeling far from God, and this will help and encourage them, okay? Alrighty. Sounds like a winner to me. Let's go ahead and lead off in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over God and protect us and be with us. And just let us have a great day as we get ready for Easter tomorrow morning. Because we know you are risen, and we thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, guys, going to saddle up down the hall and leave my studio here in central downtown. I'm not central downtown. 10 minutes outside of downtown Fort Worth, my home base studio. Y'all have a great day, and if there's anything I can do, let me know. Bye for now.